Out to the blogosphere we go, our Monday morning regular chat with Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com. Frederick, good morning. How are you, sir?
Very good, MacArthur, and I hope it's the same with you.
Not bad, but my hearing is a little damaged after the World Cup this weekend. I know you also want to weigh in on the Vuvuzela controversy.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? As I write on CanadianThinker.com, I went into this World Cup with the best of intentions. I'm a bit of a cynic when it comes to soccer. I know it's tedious for soccer fans to hear people like me say they don't like the sport, but I'm sorry, I'm a hockey guy. I love football. It's just too boring for me. But I went into this with an open mind. My wife is South African, was born in South Africa. The World Cup is in South Africa. South Africa had a team. I thought, oh, this will be fun. You know, there's a warm and fuzzy feeling around the house that South Africa is playing such a major part in this. So I tuned in on Friday and heard that buzzing, and I just thought that was an opening day novelty.
But much to your chagrin.
Oh, and then Saturday and then Sunday, and then I'm watching this morning. It just won't go away. What a terrible, terrible thing. I mean, totally unexpected. Who a week ago would have thought this would be the overriding issue?
Oh, sure, yeah. Unfortunately, this is the headline after the first weekend. But we opened up the phones on this in the past 30 minutes, and a couple good points from people, I thought, that were saying, you know what, if you don't like this, why did you put it, the World Cup in South Africa? Why is it that we're enforcing what it is we believe or what we like onto them? This is their tradition and their heritage.
Yeah, absolutely, and I agree with that totally. And, you know, it gets back to everything else in life, right? You have a choice. If you don't like something you hear on the radio, turn it off. If you don't like something you're watching on television, turn it off. Unfortunately, that's what I've done. I can't stand it, MacArthur. I just can't. I cannot take that sound. And I'm not going to turn the sound down and just watch the game because I'm not much of a fan to begin with. You know, if you're watching something like the World Cup, you know, the commentary and the atmosphere that you get through the sound is all part of it. Well, believe me, I'm not going to sit and watch a soccer game in silence. That would just be too excruciating. As I said on CanadianThinker.com, I'd rather go back and watch a weed grow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the head honchos at ESPN, they got to be dying 1,000 deaths right now because you know that this is the chatter on sport talk radio and everywhere else after this weekend, and they got to be expecting the numbers, the ratings to drop.
Well, I'm just waiting for the whole intolerance word to be brought up, too, that, you know, North Americans or people outside of South Africa are intolerant of their custom or whatever. It's got nothing to do with that. You've got to admit, you turn that game, you know, a game just ended, what, Netherlands and Denmark or something. It's constant. It's not like it goes up and it goes down. It's just a constant din. And it really is. It's like bees or wasps or something. It's just too much to take.
I don't know how these fans keep it up for as long as they do. I mean, that's a lot of lung capacity.
Well, my wife and I were discussing that. I guess it's just people blowing them at different times, and it just creates that steady sound. But it really is too bad, because I think there are going to be a lot of people that will choose not to watch because of this. And apparently, you know, they had considered briefly yesterday maybe to ban them going into the stadiums, but it goes back to what you said. It's a South African tradition. How do you do that? You award them the games and then tell them they can't be South African?
Yeah, you'd have a huge political hot potato on your hands without a doubt there. And I'm with you, too, by the way, about turning the sound down. You can't do that because one thing I do like, save the guy that yells goal all the time, is just the announcers and how different they are than hockey guys, right? Because they're bordering on poetic, some of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, that it really is part of the experience. And it's just too bad that it has come to this and this is the issue because... you know, the event deserves better.
I would like to hear, like, Bonesy, Joe Bowen, try to do, like, soccer commentary during a Leafs game. Wouldn't you? This rush looks like it could cause some mayhem.
No, yeah, where would you use a Holy Mackinac? I guess, you know, the one or two times there's the scoring opportunity in the game, I guess. Maybe.
Well, soccer, now not only is it boring, it's also annoying. So there you go. All right. As well, this week on CanadianThinker.com, you're talking about the teacher federations and what they've got planned for this Mike Harris Library.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, this story is developing, and I'm surprised it hasn't got more play. Nipissing University wants to name a library after Mike Harris and give him an honorary degree. I mean, that was his riding during his time in politics. The Ontario Teachers Federation, the Elementary Teachers Federation, have both come out against it and suggested You know, that's a teacher's college up there that kids graduating out of the teacher college might be overlooked because they come out of that school that has a library named after Mike Harris or the university that gave him the honorary degree. Now, let's just appreciate what they're saying here. If I graduate in 2010 as a teacher, I might be overlooked because I came out of that school because of Mike Harris, a guy who's been out of office almost 10 years.
And because we named a library after him. I mean, this is really reaching, isn't it?
Well, it's not only reaching, but don't we teach our children? Shouldn't we right from kindergarten not to be vindictive?
Yeah.
Not to carry a grudge? I mean, this is just so unbelievably blatant, I can't believe it. And as I say, I can't believe that it hasn't gotten more play because can you imagine a kid goes through all, you know, 4 years of university and then teacher's college and then doesn't get a job because they come out of the school that has a library named after a premier? Like, this is what it boils down to, MacArthur.
Yeah, it shows you what sort of thinking or lack thereof is going on inside our teachers' unions.
Well, and it shows that the power struggle that's been taken, that has taken place really since the Ray government in, what was that, the beginning of the 90s? Whereby the teachers really thought they were running the show, and then slowly but surely they lost their grip on control, and they're still stomping their feet and kicking their heels. It's something else. You know, Mike Harris, yeah, he brought some things in. Some were good, some were bad in retrospect, but still, it's over, and these kids should not be punished or be held hostage by the Teachers Federation.
Maybe we just have to find somebody a little more vanilla, if you will, to name the library after.
Yeah, I guess.
I think they could do that up north there, no problem.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Freddie, thanks as always, pal. We'll see you again next Monday.
Hey, MacArthur, I'm loving you.
Right back. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.